You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to tune into God's frequency and to hear a word from God today. And that's what you're going to do. We're in Acts chapter 19, and we're looking at some people the Apostle Paul ran into right in Acts chapter 19, and he was wondering why. He even asked them, he said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? So that's where we're going to pick it up at the Paul in Ephesus. And this is part two of this message. For more info on this ministry, you can follow us along on Facebook. If you are a Facebook type of person, there's a lot of good info there at WGOD Radio Facebook page. And these sermons are uploaded on there generally by Sunday afternoon, and other teachings as well. We're on live Wednesday night at Island Community Church Facebook page at 6 o'clock. We turn it on right about 6 or a couple minutes after, from 6 to 7. We're in Bible Prophecy Wednesday night. More on that tomorrow. Here today, though, is the next part of this message from Acts chapter 19.
That's what it takes. That's what it means to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, or the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, wherever you're reading. Jesus said this in Acts 1:5. Why don't you turn there? Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 5, Jesus says this: for John truly baptized with water. Notice the next word. But notice the insufficiency to save you. John baptized you with water. Now Jesus had to put a but there, because what was done isn't good enough to save you. Saying, repent, look, repentance cannot save you. You are not saved by saying to God, I'm sorry. You're saved by saying Jesus Christ is Lord. And now, not only saying it, but by believing it in your heart. Anyone can say it, but you got to mean it and believe it in your heart, because that's a gift from God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. Your faith is a gift. It's a gift from God. You can't say that and not mean it. It won't work. You can't say that and think you're going to get into heaven and not believe it. It's just like saying something that you don't believe. Say you're at home, you're reading the Wall Street Journal, you're doing this, and your kid comes up to you and you say, Mommy, do you mind if I go play on the freeway? And you say, sure, go ahead, have fun. That's saying something and not believing it. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Okay, back to where we were. You see, these in Ephesus were not believers yet. So maybe you ask, why does the Bible seem to imply that they're believers? I want to address that. Again, why does the Bible seem to imply that these people are believers here? Now, unfortunately, the King James Version makes a grave mistake here by adding the word since. If anyone has a King James Bible, or if you're like Wayne, you're online, you'll see the word since. Let me read it to you out of the King James. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, literally in Greek, it should read like this, because believe is a participle in English, meaning a word with ing on the end of it. Eating, drinking, walking, talking, sleeping, exercising. So it should be believing. It's a participle. It's not past tense. The word since is not in this text. It should read like this. And it does read like this, literally. It says, believing, comma, did you receive the Holy Spirit? So in other words, Paul is assuming that these people are believers. That word since just, you know, we're really going to increase in bandwidth here today on this program. We've already lost all the preterites. Now all the King James only people are going to leave me. Who is left? What do you want to hear from here? I'm just going to tell you the truth of what it is. I'm a Bible translator. Other Bibles, you'll see it too in there. Believing. Or else some might say when you believe. It's hard to put that into English, but Paul's assuming that they were believers already. But Paul's assumption was wrong. They weren't saved yet because the baptism of John doesn't save you. It just gets you ready. Like Darren's song got me ready to come up here and preach. Now, while we're at this theme, let's look at one more, though we covered it a few weeks back. Let's turn to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, now here we got a real predicament. If what I'm preaching is true, these Samaritans have been baptized in the name of Jesus, just like Peter told them to a couple chapters earlier. But they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Exactly like a lot of charismatic teachers will tell you. They use this verse to show you that when you receive the Holy Spirit, some cases much later, in some cases years later after you believe. You receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, Acts 8, 17. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, for those here today that weren't here then when I taught on this, let me explain this again. For everyone else, repetition is good. We try to build here a church of professional Christians that know the Word of God, that can rightly divide the Word. Follow me here. These people were Samaritans. They were absolutely hated and despised. They were considered as dogs. Matter of fact, they were considered as lower than dogs. It was so bad that even God didn't like the Samaritans. Ways to know you're hard off, part one, when even God doesn't like you. You know you're in trouble then. Even God doesn't like you. God hated the Samaritans in the Old Testament. Now all of a sudden they're coming to the faith. No, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. You're not going to tell some Jew that some Samaritan over here is coming to the faith. No, more than that's going to be required. You're not going to trick me like that. No dead dog that God hates in the Old Testament. I don't believe it. It's going to take leaders of the church to go there to Samaria and lay hands on them and for them to speak in other tongues for anyone to believe the Samaritans could come to the church. I've said it for months, but I haven't said it in months. And that is, the book of Acts is a historical book, not to be duplicated. Look, they will not duplicate the book of Acts again. It's a historical book. Are you looking for the day of Pentecost? That's already happened. It's not going to happen again. We're looking for Jesus' return. We're not looking for the start of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's been ministering for 2,000 years. We're looking for Jesus' return. What they had to do is they had to send the leaders of the church there. They sent the leaders of the church there. They sent Peter and John. They went down to Samaria. They laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they spoke in tongues. And that's what it took for the church to believe that the Samaritans were part of God's plan. It took the church leaders to go there. Otherwise, no one would have believed it. So you can't point that out as an example to say the Holy Spirit might fall on you years later than me. That's not true. You can't use this text. And this can't be duplicated again. This was 2,000 years in the past. All right, now, for the ironclad, rock-solid truth that you lack nothing. They're all on the handout. Let me read these to you. I got five of them. I got five truths out of the Bible that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every one of you. That every one of you is Christian. Every one of you possesses the Holy Spirit. None of you lack anything. No one is better than you. No one has more of God than you. Five of them. Number one is Colossians 2:10. They're on the handout. Colossians 2:10, Paul wrote this. You are complete in him. You are complete in him. You lack nothing. No Christian is better than you. No Christian has more of God than you. The question is, and I say it so many times, is how much of you does God have?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford.
Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketing.